Raise your frequencies to the Empress High Council.
Great day, Royal Family. Welcome to Season 4, Episode 11. Don't forget to hit the like, subscribe, and share button. You can follow us at Tri Empress on IG and Twitter, or you can just Google Empress High Council. We are everywhere. Before we start, we have a whopping of an episode for you tonight. But before we start, let's just introduce our cast. This is The Alchemist coming to you in a frequency of energy to transmute your social, spiritual, and financial currency into abundance.
And this is Jazz Aphrodite coming to you on the three universal frequencies of love, music, and numbers.
This is Danny giving you positivity and providing you inspiration to become your authentic self.
Pull up, pull up, pull up, everybody. Pull up. There will be no setting of the table tonight. This episode is featuring our very own astro-numerologist, Jazz Aphrodite. And she has a special number for you, or should I say numbers, lined up for your listening pleasure, Royal Family. So pull up, get your pen and paper. I got my pen and paper right here. You hear that? Pull up, get your pen and paper as we feast from the buffet of strength and not the buffet of weakness. Royal Family, come on, it's time.
Thank you for that beautiful introduction, Alchemist. I am so pleased to be doing this episode today, especially after our last episode when we said, as the Alchemist so eloquently said, we need to start helping our sisters out. And that goes for you two kings, queens and kings. We need to start helping each other out. And how timely was it that it was the same night that Shaka and Stephanie Mills had their verses, and Stephanie Mills helped her sister out all night long.
Facts.
So in that vein, we said we had to continue.
For real, because it was just so ironic, the synchronicity of everything, how in essence the stars aligned when we did our last recording. It was kismet. Phenomenal.
Yes, it was.
And
yes,
I enjoyed talking to y'all after the verses. That just gave me such joy. That was a good evening. I appreciate y'all too. I really do.
Stephanie represented the sisters that are helping sisters everywhere.
She sure did.
She held a sister up, literally and figuratively.
Yes, she did.
Wow. Oh, the stuff going on during that versus so many layers, so much subject matter that comes out of it, not just like supporting your sister, but just a lot of things, you know, the importance of mental health, your physical health, a lot of topics that we've covered here these seasons with the Empress High Council, you know, focusing on these factors. So that versus has a lot of things that you can analyze and even use as a professional development workshop. I'm not going to lie. I have been thinking about it, and I may be developing a professional workshop about that, professional development workshop. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, not only did Stephanie Mills help her sister out, Stephanie Mills danced that whole entire stage. I was proud of our very own Brooklyn-born sister. She held it down, shaked her hips all up and down, back and forth, all across that stage. She did the thing.
She did. For a 64-year-old, she was holding her own. You couldn't tell. She was beautiful, graceful, just not humble, but modest. She's definitely someone to be studied.
Yes. Really, she really is.
So as we continue with this episode, I am going to get into what we should expect for next year. So I want us to channel some of that frustration, some of that anger, all of those energies into planning for next year in a proactive way, because that's how we plan to set up our next series of episodes. Ways that we can help each other out to diffuse some of those frustrations. So for the year 2022, we are going to be in a sixth universal year. And what does that mean? It means that the entire world will experience the vibration of a six. And how do we get to that six? We add the 2, 2, 2 of 2022 and we get six. So in a sixth universal year, That means that our priorities will be around love, and it'll be around the family. Responsibilities around family members, the household, our complete or immediate communities. And we will be looking at ways that we can go back to school, increase our education. It'll also be a time for us to focus on pregnancies, births, marriages, or divorces. Six may be a time that you want to change your appearance as well and kind of zhuzh up your look, your image, present yourself in a brand new way to the world. And so six is all about beautifying yourself, beautifying your home, having social events, going out to more artistic events as well, and just enjoying things like music, art, photography, really getting involved in all of the things that are beautiful. Six is also a money number because Venus rules money as well. So six is a time for us to be abundant in terms of our businesses, managing our money. That's all a part of our responsibility for the home. And six is a health cycle number. So the health numbers are 4, 6, and 9. So when we have a 6 universal year, that means that we need to pay attention to the health trends. So similar to how things were in 2020, when we had a 4 universal year and COVID hit, now we're going into 2022 and we still need to watch our health as 6 rules the respiratory system, your heart, your nose, your sinuses, all of your nasal areas, your throat. Venus rules the throat. And so we need to watch all of that. Your breast area, you may have tender or soreness in the breast. So all of that is inherent in a 6 universal year. So it's important that we watch our health and watch the health of our loved ones for next year. Do you ladies have anything to say in anticipation of 2022?
My goodness.
Listen,
I'm happy to have just survived these past nearly 2 years. I mean, for real. I mean, I saw recently a meme talking about 2022 is in 36 days, and I'm still processing. At the time when the meme came out, it was 36 days, right? And the meme also said, but I'm still processing 2020. And that's true. I'm still processing 2020.
Yep.
And I am getting through 2021. And I would have to say that 2021 for me has been a very serious, introspective, enlightening year of really understanding my own personal peace. So for 2022, I want to continue that journey of exploring my peace, my inner peace, because I never had that before, really acknowledging it and being calm, calm with any obstacles that come my way, because life as we all know it isn't perfect, right? And just continuing on the journey in expanding my business and being receptive to relationships, personal and professional, more so personal, because I got to work on that. So we a work in progress, you know, the love aspect of it all. So 2022, I'm still processing 2020. But, you know, we going to rock out.
I am here for all of it, except for the health cycles and the health trends, I should say, and pay attention to the health trends, because I've already had the doctor call me back, said, you need to come back in here. We ran some tests and we need to see you ASAP. So I'm here for all the money. I'm here for the business growth, the love, family, household, everybody getting back to school, the marriages, the pregnancies, the beauty, the social events, you know, music, art. But I'm not here for all that health stuff. Dun, dun, dun. Okay? We can put that back. Put that back there.
Back there. Alchemist, where's your sound effects? Because I'm saying, chung. Where the drums?
Listen, they coming. It's coming. Okay. It's coming. Okay. I got to get it together.
Yes. So in that vein, that is the universal year. Now let's get into our personal years. And personal years are what we should expect as individuals. And so we're going to do a little bit of math because I want you guys to figure out your personal years. And I'm going to give you an example. And normally I give you an easy example, but this time I'm going to give us a difficult one because I figured if it's difficult, you'll be able to do an easy one. So to figure out our personal years, we're first going to take the month that we were born. And so the example that I have is December. And the numbers for December are 12. And when you add the 1 and 2, you get 3. So that's our month number. 3 is our month number. Place that to the side. Then you have the day that you were born. And the day for this example is the 28th. So 2 plus 8 is 10. And then we have to reduce that again. 1 plus 0 is 1. So our day number is 1. And then the year is our 6. And how do we get the 6? We know that 2022 is 6. So we're just adding the 3 plus the 1 plus the 6. And that gives us a 10, which we reduce to a 1. So this example is a 1 personal year, which is great because that's exactly where we want to start. And so I want you all to figure out your personal year numbers. Now, Alchemist, what is your personal year number for next year?
Okay. So my month is 8. Then I have 31, which is the 31 is a 4. So I have the 8 and the 4. And then, of course, the 2022 is the 6. So that's 10. That's 18. I got a 9 personal year next year, yo.
Yes, you do.
I already started my 9 personal year, and that's hence lost because Rudy and stuff like that. My grandmother who raised me also passed away in my 9 personal year. So, yeah.
Yes, that's correct. And I'll get into that a little bit later on. But the personal years, you can get a snapshot of what's going to happen from like October of the current year. So October is a preview of what happens in the next year, November, the year after that, and December, the year after that. So it kind of gives you previews beforehand. Danny, what is your personal year number?
My birth month is 8. My birth date is 3. If we're going off 2022, that's 6. 6 plus 3 is 9. 9 plus 8 is 17. Pare that down more. I'm going into my 8 personal year.
Yes, you are. And you said earlier that you wanted to pay more attention to your business. So you're going to be minding your business next year and seeing about your money situation. So that's great. You're already in that vibration.
What's your personal year? I didn't hear you. You were sounding very low.
I'm an 8, baby.
Oh, okay. Excuse me.
So the 1 personal year, if we're going to start at the beginning, for all of you who have 1 personal years next year in 2022, and let me just say this before I go into the 1, if you want to find out what's happening in any year in the future or in the past, you can just take the year number. The only thing that changes is the year number at the end and just reduce that and add that to your birth month and birthday, and you can get a snapshot of what's going to happen either in the past or in the future. So with a 1 personal year, it is all about new beginnings. It is about taking a leap of faith, stepping out on new beginnings, being proactive, taking the initiative to start new businesses, new projects, moving to a new location, new relationships. It's about having faith that everything will work out. It is a time for you to plant the seeds for what is going to happen over the next 9 years. It is also a time for you to reap benefits, as 1 is usually coming from a 10, and that is the Wheel of Fortune. So if you were doing things with good intent in the past, expect to get good in return, and vice versa. If your energy wasn't so great, then things may not work out in your favor. In a 1 personal year, you'll also get assistance from somebody who is a Leo, an Aquarius, or an Aries, as they vibrate with the number 1. So for all of you blooming into the 1, congratulations for new beginnings. In a 2 personal year, it's all about teamwork, camaraderie, knowing how to work as part of a team, understanding that the seeds that you planted in year 1 are now germinating. All right, so the land was fertile and they've been planted, so they're germinating. The changes are going to be very slow. So do not expect a lot of change in a two personal year. You will advance in a two personal year by asking favors of others, because that is all about the teamwork. It's also a time for you to be tactful and diplomatic and watch the way that you speak and interact with others, because you just want to be in a harmonious vibe. A two personal year is also about relocating to a new state. So it's not just moving from where you're living right now into a different apartment or a different home. It's moving to a new location. There will also be changes in the home, either people moving in or people moving out. And you may have changes in your relationships with the opposite sex. So if you are a woman, you and your brother might either make up or fall out. If you are a man, you and your sister might either break up or fall out. And in a two personal year, you can expect to get assistance from someone who is a Cancer. Any questions about that so far?
All right. I don't have any questions because I am taking copious notes. Okay. Even though I can go back and listen, I like to take notes as I'm listening. So, you know, just like you in class, you're learning. Yes, I am being learned right now. I'm learning. So, queens and kings and queens of the royal family and at the royal table and the round table, please take notes, because you're going to need to know what your man or your girlfriend is up to in the new year. And you want to be looking. Mm-hmm, and you want to be looking for the Leos, the Aries, Aquariuses, if you in a one personal year, to find your assistance, or, you know, a two personal year from a Cancer. So pay attention. Mm. Be sharp.
And if you are looking for relationships in a one personal year, it's all about new relationships, of course. In a two personal year, two is the vibration of love, but it's love on the short term. So it'd be short term relationships. So if you want to have a lot of one night stands or quick flings, that is prevalent in a two personal year. As we move into the three personal year, this is your Jupiterian energy. So this is all about good luck, lots of opportunities. The seeds that you planted in year one are bearing fruit in year three. So this is where you start to see the fruits of your labor. And this is important for people to take note of, because oftentimes we start things and we're like, damn, I'm waiting for things to pop off and it's taking so long. You have to be aware of your cycles, because nothing happens before its time. And so we need to know that in a three personal year is when you start to see the growth. Recently, I got a reading from a psychic medium and my father came through and he was like, I am slashing and burning, meaning that he was toiling and taking care of the land so that it was fertile for whatever I was doing for it to grow. So year one and two is all about slashing and burning so that year three, your crops can grow. Everything that you've harvested, you will see growing. All right. So in a three personal year, it's all about artistic expression. So you may want to create something, do some music, write a book, decide you want to take up photography, join some sort of acting group. It's all about creative expression and you sharing your talents and gifts with the world or with a small group of people. Three is also about social events and being around people and exchanging ideas. Three is also a very fun and young energy. It's a time to have a lot of flirtatious relationships. And if you are traveling, it'll be very quick trips. So threes, if you're in a three personal year, you should get assistance from somebody who is a Pisces or a Sagittarius. In a four personal year, you are laying the foundation. And four is all about setting up systems, structures, and being disciplined and organized around your work. And so three, you saw the fruits of your labor. Four, you're putting some structures and systems in place so that you can continue this growth and continue to build a foundation for the future so that your money makes money for you. It is a year to waste not, want not, lend not, borrow not. You do not have the resources and funds to be letting everybody have and borrow and take. This is your time to watch your budget and manage. Four is also the number of odd and unusual circumstances, situations, things that just happen out of the blue. If you want an example, Look at last universal year. We were in a four universal year. Nobody was prepared for COVID. So things coming out of the blue that are unexpected. Four is also a health cycle. So if you are in a four personal year, you need to watch your health. The health will be related to your personal numbers. And so in a four personal year, the four is also about mental stability and knowing how to protect your mind, not overthinking, not getting too depressed, not getting despondent, because that can lead to other dire situations that I will not articulate. But definitely watch your fours. Fours can also be unexpected illnesses that you were not planning for. So definitely look out for the four personal year. And in a four personal year, you would get assistance from someone who is an Aquarius or a Leo as well. Four is not necessarily a travel year, so I would not plan to travel in a four. However, let me just make this disclaimer. Even though we are looking at the year, understand that within each year, there are months. And the months also have these same number of vibrations. So while you may not be traveling throughout the entire 4 year, you may be traveling in a traveling month. So if you are in a 7 month, and I'll talk about seven later, you would probably be traveling to exotic places in a 7th month within your 4 year. So just be mindful of the months that they have number vibrations as well. But right now we're just focusing on the year because I just want to keep it really simple. If you want to take care and really understand your months, you can always hit me up at jazzaphrodite.com so I can do your calendar for you and show you how that goes. Now we are moving into your 5 personal year. And 5 is all about change. It is all about freedom. It is all about travel. It is the halfway point between the numbers. Between 1 and the number 9 is your 5. And so in a 5 personal year, it's about you making a decision. A decision to go either one way or the other. That's when you have the fork in the road and you need to decide which route you're going to take. Understanding that the destination will always be the same, just that the roads may differ from you getting to one place to the other. In a 5 personal year, there's change in your habits, your environment, your career, your ways of life, but it's always change for the better. Change also in your health. So you have to be very careful about that as well. You may want to have multiple relationships in a 5 personal year because 5 is all about the sex energy as well. 5 is also about having fun, and you want to exercise temperance in a 5 personal year because that's about balance and moderation. So if you are somebody who loves to have a good time, loves to eat, loves to drink, loves to have sex, loves to indulge in these other activities, you may want to kind of temper that for a bit just to have some balance in your life. And if you are traveling, you are traveling to places that are quick and short, like quick weekend trips here and there, nothing too long because you just want to go and come back. And you may have multiple weekend trips throughout the year. And in a 5 personal year, you will get assistance from someone who is either a Gemini or a Virgo. How are y'all feeling?
Wow. Listen, you know how I feel about the whole thing. So I'm on it. I am on it. Royal family, round table, too bad you can't see my notes. I got every word Jazz wrote down. Okay. And I'm here and here for it all. And I continuously take copious notes. Take notes so you'll know what's going on. Because if your spouse or your significant other's in a 5 personal year and they doing some things that they ain't got no business doing, you can't figure out who it is. It's that Gemini, that Virgo that be showing up. That's who it is. That's exactly who it is. It's that Gemini and that Virgo. But you know what? I ain't the one to gossip. You ain't hear it here. I ain't the one to gossip. You didn't hear that from me.
He's a mess.
I do have to give some hand claps on that one, okay? Because we're not trying to turn you know, we're not, try to use a nice word for it. You know what? Hey, we're all grown here. That 5 personal year could, could turn you into a hoe or a whore. You better get yourself together, okay? And chill on those vices, especially if your vices is sex.
Well, I will just say I was in my five personal year back in 2019, and it was a colorful time. And that's all I got to say.
Colorful time.
Yes, yes, we're here for it all.
Look, as Jazz was talking, I kept reflecting back to 2019. I was like, ooh, ooh. You do one of these, like, ooh. Well,
yes, we ain't judging over here. We don't judge at the round table. We just live and experience life.
Exactly. Now you know the cloth that you made of, and you know that that cloth change every year. You know exactly what you're going to be doing. So
word up.
I'm going to just leave it at that. Tap, tap, tap. Is this thing on? Are you guys listening?
All right, so now we're going into our sixth personal year. And again, sixth personal year is just like the sixth universal year. So if you are in a sixth personal year, you have the double vibration of the six, which means that this will be a great year for you. And again, it's all about family responsibilities, duties, obligations, taking care of your immediate family as well as your community, serving your home, moving from one home into another, deciding that you want to go back to a school and pick up a trade or another skill. It's also a time for you to beautify yourself, beautify your home. It's a time for pregnancies, births, marriages, or divorces. Understand that as well. It's also about the vibration of money and getting money in as well. Money is the vibration of Venus, and you will get assistance from someone who is either a Taurus or a Libra in a sixth personal year. In your seven personal year, it is a time for you to just settle down. You don't want to be around people. You don't want to be around loud noises. You want to retreat into your own quiet domain. It is time for you to do a lot of introspective work, getting to the bottom of what makes you tick. What is your purpose in life? Why are you here? So when you ask yourself all of those deep and hard questions, it's a time for you to be analytical, soul searching, questioning, and private. You'll be more reserved about who you have around you because a lot of frequencies will bother you. And you will ask yourself these questions. You may also want to get more involved in numerology, astrology, tarot, anything dealing with the occult or something that is scientific, as seven is also about the sciences. Seven is also about religion. So you may decide that you want to get back into your religious studies as well. Seven is a number for you to just do research, for you to write. Writers and poets flourish in a seven, as well as actors, because seven is ruled by the planet Neptune, and it allows you to go in between the realms of reality and different realms of spirit world or astral planes. And so seven is a time for you to just explore all that is spiritual, getting into your crystals, getting into your Reiki healing, all of those things that get you closer to self. And in a seven personal year, you would get assistance from somebody who is either a Cancer or a Pisces. And if you are traveling, you want to travel to far and exotic places because seven is all about the exotic. And so different places in the world will be calling you, or you have beautiful sandy beaches, and that is where you will be to retreat and just get yourself together.
And I am in my seven personal year, so that resonates very much with me, because I am already looking at, you know, travel, going to warm places, obviously early in 2022, and I have been very in tune with scientific and religious studies, so this is very interesting.
That seven personal year is an MF for y'all. They being nice to y'all. They being nice to y'all. They being real nice to y'all. It's when it comes to you moving into that spirit world and that astral plane, my seven personal year, it was beautiful, but it was an MF-er because of the simple fact that I was constantly in a state where I I was lucid in my dreams. I was completely lucid in my dreams. It got to a point where if I wasn't home and my husband was having a conversation with his best friend on the phone, I can come back and tell him what the conversation was about because I thought I dreamt it, but he was like, you weren't even here. How do you know? And I was like, I thought I was here. Now I don't know where I was then. Where was I? So that seven personal year, it's a very, very special year, but it's a year that you definitely need to start to develop your metaphysical toolbox as well as your spiritual toolbox.
And it's also the beginning of being receptive to that.
Yes.
Because you are very right. The dreams have been very lucid and the vibrational pulls they're very strong. And if you're not properly grounded, it can scare you and really take you off your kilter. And you're wondering, like, am I normal? Am I really feeling these things? And it's a normal space to be in. I can say, because I've been in that phase of preparing for it, I'm comfortable in being in this seven personal year, even though it is definitely a test. It's not easy.
It's a beautiful space to be in if you're prepared and if you have the right stuff in your toolbox and you're not judgmental. Your seven personal year, as Jazz Aphrodite said, you need to understand that maybe this is the time that you want to start looking at and getting into crystals. Hashtag moonmanifestation.com. I gotta plug myself in, moonmanifestation.com. You can go find your crystals on there. But you really want to get grounded and start looking at what type of crystals you need to help you facilitate this transition where you can move into your next year and still have something that you learned from this transition to help you go forward. It's a beautiful space to be in when you are prepared. And you know where you go to get prepared? You get prepared at the Empress High Council. We're giving you the information. And you have your very own astronumerologist here, Jazz Aphrodite, that you can reach out to at any time. JazzAphrodite.com, and she will work with you. Don't just let her be the astronumerologist to the stars. You better get plugged in now, y'all.
That's right. Before I become inaccessible, darling.
Okay, you better get plugged in now.
Sure.
Because they is calling. They is calling.
Yes, they is.
Okay, now.
Now we move into our eight personal year, talking about the stars, and eight is all associated with your money vibration. It is a year for achievement, finances, money, accomplishment, recognition. It is a time for, again, pregnancies and births, also marriages, and it is a time that is karmic, and so you reap what you sow. So if your energy has been positive coming into this year, you will reap the benefits. If your energy has been negative, you will also reap those negative circumstances. So you need to be mindful of the energy that you bring into an eight personal year. Eight is an earth number, so it's really not about traveling far. If you are traveling, it is some place that you are traveling by car or just going locally, traveling within your country. By land. Okay. So eight is all about your money and your business and bossing up. So if you are in an eight personal year, boss up and bring all of that executive ability to the table because that is what is expected. You will get assistance from someone who is a Capricorn or a Libra.
You guys don't really understand the truth of what is being transmuted to you right now over these airwaves of syndication. Assistance from a Capricorn or Libra is about your money. It's about bossing up. It's about reaping what you sow, achievement. this was, I'm just leaving out of my eight personal year, right? And so I'm in my nine personal year now. My eight personal year, my aide came from a Capricorn. I bossed up on a boss, and I had to, and I quit a job because of the simple fact that they did not want to pay me what I believed I was worth. So I bossed up, I quit. But the Capricorn is the person that got me to the executives to get the doggone position. Guys.
Wow.
Live and direct, real life. Live and direct, real life. Commit this information to memory. It will serve you well, and it will stop you from making some mistakes that do not need to be made.
That's right. Especially when you go into the new year, a lot of us do our new year rituals and we're sitting here praying that this year is going to be a better year than last year. And I remember just going into the years blindly, not really having any direction, just waiting for the year to happen to see how it unfolds. But we have our numbers here, so we know exactly how it will unfold. So you just need to work with that vibration and maximize it to its fullest.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Listen, so I'm going into my nine personal year, y'all. This is about me.
That's right.
Be quiet, y'all. Be quiet. I don't want to hear a pin drop. I want to hear everything.
So in your nine personal year, it is a time for you to be the humanitarian. It is a time for you to give to others who are in need. It is a time for you to enjoy the arts and to donate to the arts or any artistic endeavors, because you will benefit for it by giving to others who are in need. Nine is the culmination number. It is the end to people who no longer serve, jobs that no longer serve, relationships that no longer serve. Nine is the culmination of those things that you have to do away with. So if people leave your life in a nine personal year, allow them. The season is over. If a job ends in a nine personal year, allow it. The season is over. You are moving from your nine into your one for the next year. So be mindful of that. You never want to keep something that has to leave. Nine is always about international travel. So you may want to do some traveling internationally. You may want to communicate with people who are in other parts of the world, either for business or for some philanthropic any associations. And you may also want to exchange ideas, probably publish a book, do something that deals with broadcasting and publishing, as those are the nine frequencies. And nine is also about getting help from somebody who is either an Aries or a Scorpio, as those are your nine vibrations. And again, international travel is highlighted in a nine personal year. It is also about wish fulfillment. So anything that you have been wanting to happen over the course of the year will happen in your nine personal year. This is a time when dreams come to fruition, and the seeds that you planted in your one personal year definitely have rooted, they're sprouting, they've grown tall. And so you see the end result of that project that you started in your one personal year, in your nine.
Wow, Jazz. International travel and exchanging ideas and communicating with people internationally. The guy's name is Seth. Mm-hmm. Jazz, when we went to Africa years ago, the guy who helped us, young black guy, his name was Seth. And Seth just reached, we stayed communicating for a long time, and me and Seth just picked up our communication all over again.
From South Africa.
From South Africa. Yep.
Get out of here. My father told me when he came through in that reading that he said the South Africa trip, there's a part two to that. So stay tuned.
I'm going to stay tuned. I'm going to see what Seth working at now. I'm like, Seth, where are you? So, oh yeah. So I kept that connection open, and we communicate on Facebook a lot. So, cause I am in my nine personal year, and I need to get this nine personal year right. I'm going in it knowing what to expect and what is expected of me.
I just want to say for the nine, since you're going to be in your nine personal year, Alchemist, as nine is also a health number, you don't necessarily have to watch the health as it pertains to the nine, it just means you need to be aware of any accidents, accidents by car or accidents with anything with the fire or explosives or any weapons or knives or anything like that. So just be mindful of the 9 is accident prone year.
Damn. So I need to limit my doggone visits to the gun range.
Yes.
Yes.
You know, oh man, come on. I was just about to put my app in.
Put it in. Just make sure that you are definitely exercising that safety button or latch on the gun so you don't have any.
For real.
Okay.
She giving me fair warning because, you know, I'll be in my 9.
You'll be in your 9 2023, very shortly after.
And I'm like, I'm going to need all the blessings. I need the blessings to fall upon my right hand. Okay?
Right hand, left hand, right eye dominant, left eye dominant, whichever one. Okay? You going, we just cover us. Just cover us.
That's right. And 11 personal year is all about illumination. It is the year of the visionary. So you will have a lot of psychic downloads. It's a time when you are communicating with spirit. Spirit is giving you a lot of spiritual messages that you will have to take and use to enlighten and help others. You are the way shower and the light bearer for others in an 11 personal year. It is a time that you are going through a lot of spiritual awakenings as well. So definitely a quiet time, like in your 7, spirituality, like in your 7, but this is for you to share with others. Is also a very creative time as well. So definitely take those psychic downloads and apply it to anything artistic. And 11, you will get assistance from someone who is a Leo and also a Cancer. So tap into your 11 personal years because these are very rare. And it's really about your spiritual awakening during your 11 personal year.
Guys, we are taking copious notes. And the great thing is I will give you an example of every year. Not right now, but for this 11 personal year. So I got married in 2015, which was my 11 personal year. And I married a doggone Leo. Come on, how could you get okay?
Wow, talk about it.
Talk about it. Got to know what to expect.
Are the best. We the best. We the best, y'all. Yep. We the best.
Oh, go ahead, Danielle. Go on, brush your shoulders off. Go ahead, Dr. You, Danny. Ladies, you know you can do it too. Go on, brush your shoulders off.
You know you love us. Mm-hmm. You got your husband and you got me.
Can't get away from it. And Leo's all around me. All around me. Just Leo's all around.
Surrounded by them. Mm.
And I'm so glad you spoke about the 11 personal year because that was going to be a question. That was going to be one of my questions about the 11 personal year.
And the last personal year is your 22 personal year.
Oh, fantastic.
Let's go.
Let's go. Mm-hmm.
So the 22 personal year is all about the master builder. And 22 is a number for you to not just visualize what it is that you want to build, but bring it to fruition. So it is a time for you to get the psychic downloads from spirit and also put it into action and build something great, build something monumental. So 22 is that master number energy, just like the 11, but 22 is not artistic. It's more about building and managing. So you bringing something to fruition and gathering all the people around you to help you build and to also that you can manage and they can help you grow that business. That is also a 4, 22, 4. So you would get assistance from somebody who is an Aquarius or a Leo. Leos again. So 22 personal years are very, very rare. So if you have one, it is time for you to build something that will last for a lifetime.
Can I just say, what y'all know about that Leos? Mm. What y'all know about these Leos?
No, Danielle, you got to be real tired running through this whole, the numbers, helping everybody.
No, facts upon facts, because I was going to say that, because every single time Jazz was saying, you'll get assistance from such and such Leo, and I really started thinking about aspects of my life, how folks text, message, call me and be like, Danny, do you know how you get da 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 da? Oh yeah, bet, here you go. Like being that connector. And I have to be careful of my energy and who I expend that out to. And being in my seventh personal year, I have become very introverted, you know, just hang out with the same people and not wanting to get to know new people. It takes me a minute. I'm realizing that. And I've actually enjoyed being in the quiet and being in my space and just talking to the same people I like to talk to. So preserving my energy and being very careful with it. But yeah. And I'm a triple Leo too, as y'all know. So we fire all day. Every day we set the blaze.
Wow. Sorry to hear that.
When she said triple Leo, she means Leo sun, moon, and rising.
Well, I can just say, I don't allow my husband to help nobody. I'm so sorry. I'm no fool.
Well, he can't help nobody. He got to help you. Shit. Yeah,
that's right. I need all the help. Okay. Any kind of help you got. Wait a minute. Hello. Let's check. Let's be humanitarian about this. Okay. That starts at home. So, yes, your help coming from the Lord, and the first place it goes is to your wife before it go to anybody else. They got to get the what's left. So, queens and kings and queens, you have everything that you need. You don't even need to go listen to any other podcast if they're not explaining to you how to get your coin. Otherwise, all you need is just us. And whoever your favorite is to teach you how to get that coin. But you don't need to listen to anybody else because they're not giving you the information. And stop spending your coin on other things and just promote
Agreed.
The Empress High Council.
Agreed.
And take your coin that you have and get your book, because it's that time of year, Jazz, where we're supposed to get our calendar, get our books for the year, right? With our best days, our good days, and
yep, it sure is.
I'm very excited. Mine is coming soon. It's and I got a purple one this time.
Oh, I saved my one. Champagne. No. I love my rose champagne, something like that.
The rose gold one rose right gold. Now, but I wanted to change it so I have the differentiation of year. Mm-hmm. So I got a purple one, but it'll have all of this in gold.
Yeah,
like
I had that
last year.
I'm so excited.
I didn't even see that. I wish I would have saw that. I would have gotten that. So, but I hope you guys really took away a lot of great information from this particular episode featuring our very own astronumerologist, Jazz Aphrodite. Hit her up on her site, jazzaphrodite.com. Make sure you get your book and as well as get your astronumerological, what are we calling, your numerology reading. Make sure you get your numerology reading and forecast for the year. Get your numerology forecast for the upcoming year, your own personal numerology forecast for the year. Don't forget to hit the like, subscribe, and share button. You can follow us at TriEmpress on IG and Twitter, or you can just Google us, the Empress High Council. We are everywhere. We're going to conclude our episode with our herb of the episode as well as our crystal of the episode. I'll start with our crystal of the episode. And our crystal of the episode is phenakite. Phenakite is a highly sought after stone because of its high energy, frequency, and vibration. It is one of the most powerful and intense stones that you can own. It stimulates the light body by radiating pure and clear light. Phenakite can open your chakras and help you with psychic work. It can stimulate your third eye, and it can open your visionary intuition and awareness of the spiritual realm. It can also facilitate deep and powerful meditation. It is a very important stone that can bring you to a higher level of consciousness and open the interdimensional doorways for inner travel and understanding. It will make you aware that there are lots of things that cannot be seen by the naked eye, that everyone in this world is just part of another dimension in the grand scheme of things. This stone can help you in your personal and spiritual growth. It will open your mind to different truths, mindsets, and perspectives. It will make your vision more positive and elevate your aspirations for bigger and better things. Phenakite, being the highly spiritual stone that it is, will bring your life to a new direction. It will enhance your intuition and give you an amazing flow of energy. Phenakite is the stone of this episode.
The herb of this episode is mugwort. Mugwort, spiritual meaning, is one of a visionary. The herb helps us to greater self-expression and deeper awareness of the self. Visionary herbs open and expand one's mind, having metaphysical and mental effects that release our all-natural psychic energy. Mugwort is most effective when used in dream work or trance states. This is best taken as a herbal infusion before bed, so you could sleep well and sleep enlightened. Mugwort releases its powerful healing properties through heat. Roll up a mugwort leaf, hold it over a flame until smoke appears, then begin to wave the herb over the body for purification of the spirit. Drinking mugwort tea just before sleep will aid in the process of prophecy and lucid dreaming. Placing the dried herb inside your pillow will induce astral travel, mugwort lucid dreaming, and pleasant dreams, and also protects against nightmares. Mugwort holds a fierce but reassuring energy that can be helpful when making realizations and facing difficult truths. Our herb of this episode is mugwort.
Guys, and you could roll up some mugwort and smoke it too. We're going to leave you with our one final thought.
Know your worth.